Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It was a total meltdown today at Truist Park. The Braves blow a 6-run lead to the D-backs in a brutal loss that has us now wondering, where is this team going to go? It is Dukes and Bell. We're taking your phone calls, 404-726-0929. 11-10 was the final, but it was ugly. And, Mike, as we recap this before we jump on the phones, because a lot of folks want to talk to us and we want to hear from you guys because we're all frustrated. But we had a 6-run lead through 6 innings. I mean, it's 9-3. We're still leading by 6 runs.
10-4. 10-4, good buddy.
And
top
then,
of the ninth.
And then you get to the ninth, and all of a sudden things collapse. So many of you are going to say, well, you know what? It was the pitching. Guys, this is a team effort. This team has had lapses like this all season long. It's been the hitting recently, but today it was the pitching. And by the way, this is the first time this season a team has won a game by trailing by more than 6 runs, entering the ninth game. So put that down in your history books.
Braves are 11.5 right now behind the Mets going into tonight's action against the Dodgers for New York. You look at this team. I mean, the bullpen did okay early in the year, but the bullpen has not been great. This is the night shift we're talking about. I mean, the problem is, you know, you don't have enough starting pitching because you lose A.J. Smith-Shawver. You had some problems at times with the other guys. Elder has to come back, which means you're only getting to 5 2/3. So the bullpen is taxed. It's not great. Iglesias has not been good. One of the things we're going to have to do with the trade deadline was get a new closer.
We are.
I mean, you had to get a new closer. But now, as I said to Carl, if you continue this slide on the West Coast, and real quick, here's us being passionate, angry. You guys are upset. They are not going to fire Snitker. That's not going to happen.
They should.
They're never going to do. This team is too conservative, too corporate, too buttoned up, too sentimental.
If not now, when?
He'll play out the string. They'll maybe later this summer after the All-Star break, they'll announce this is his final season, and then Walt Weiss or some other guy will just plug right in,
Mike,
and more of the same will take place.
Mike, they're not responding, Mike.
I know, but I'm just telling you, this team is never going to. This corporate mentality, you know, going all the way back for decades, they don't do that. But real quick, you've still got a month and a half to turn this thing around. What we're saying is this has never looked this bad in 21, which is the season everyone points to say, hey, we were off in the weeds and we lost Acuna and we still found a way. It'll take more than duplicating a Jorge Soler, Jock Peterson, Rosario to get this thing fixed.
Well, the thing about 21 was we didn't get over 500 until August. And for those who don't remember, we weren't a 100-win team. We weren't a 95-win club. We won 84 or 85 games that year. So when you talk about the World Series run, this is the other part of it.
88 and 70 straight for your answer.
You got to get hot. Yeah, but it's not 95 or 103 wins.
No, they're not a 110-win team.
You got to get hot at the right time. And the other thing about this, Mike, is, you know, I hear you. I wish and I hope that that's not how this thing is viewed. If you're serious about a championship contender, There is no, well, that's not how we do things. You adjust in the moment. You do things that need to be done when they need to be done. That's what great companies and corporations do, Mike, and that's what great sports organizations do. And so I hope that you're wrong, and maybe you're not. Maybe you're right. But for those who are wondering, this is their largest blown lead since 2018. Were we good in 2018? That was the start of our run.
Yeah, that was the year we lost to the Dodgers. That was the Acuna Grand Slam year in the 3-1 loss in the NLDS.
We had a 7-1 lead over the Red Sox in 18. Heading into the eighth inning, we lost 9-8. This is the last time something like this happened. Since then, we've been good. Playoffs, good. Division winner, good. NLCS, World Series. We're too talented. Let's jump on the phones. Brandon and Cumming, you're up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What do you think about the Braves? Hey, man.
Hey, man. First of all, I appreciate you guys taking the time to go over this. I mean, I know you got a lot of other things to talk about, but this is kind of on the forefront, and I appreciate the time.
Cool.
So, I'm going to disagree with you, Mike. I think we need some Lane Kiffin treatment on the tarmac this afternoon. If he gets on that plane, talking about Brian Snicker,
right?
I mean, you there has to be a change of voice. Something.
Oh, no. By the way, I would have, real quick, just for the record, I would have fired Snicker a week ago. You know, I'm done. I mean, but they just, I'm just saying, I mean, Carl, they'll never do it. They're just too corporate, too buttoned up. They don't have the nuggets for that.
Agreed. I don't think they'll do it either. Should they do it? Yes. Will they do it? No. You know, if today's not a microcosm of being an Atlanta sports fan, it's just, you know, I don't know what else is. I mean, you had your hopes up all day, and then it comes crashing down in the end. I mean, it's just, I turned the game off probably about the sixth or seventh inning. I'm like, okay, finally we get, you know, we get the W, we're good. We're okay. You're telling yourself the whole time, there's no way they blow this, right?
Right.
So, you know, there's 2 points I want to make. You know, the first one is, you know, everybody in that clubhouse needs to have a come to Jesus moment while the rest of us out here in Atlanta have a come to Jack Daniels moment. Three letters for Raisel Iglesias that needs to happen sometime before now on the trade deadline, DFA.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he doesn't have it. Appreciate your call, man. Thank you so much. And by the way, you should have turned it off after the sixth inning. It was done.
Right.
It was over. It should have been done. But the way that this team has played, even now we're on edge. We're insecure about a 6-run lead. Come on. There's something wrong there. That tells you that this thing is not being managed
right. The
way that it should. And so for everybody that says, well, you know what, I just keep hearing you guys say Snicker's the issue. Well, all I think is, Mike, that this team, for whatever reason, is not responding
right to
his message. And look, I'm not going to tell you he didn't throw a trash can today. Maybe he did. I don't know if he went in there and cussed every guy out on their way out to the airport today. Maybe he did. But whatever he's done hasn't been enough.
No, and as we said, guys, a couple of years ago, they were having a sluggish run. He had a closed-door meeting where he ripped him a new one. I think it came down, and they were in Phoenix, and they got up to a nice run. They, I think, won like 6 of 7 or 7 of 8, turned things around. You got to pick your spots. Can't do it every day. But to Carl's point, and this gets back to Braves fans not understanding where we're coming from on this, is it fair to fire Snicker? No. I mean, he doesn't hit. He doesn't pitch. He doesn't play the field. But you can't fire the 25 guys, and sometimes the message just falls on deaf ears. Because when the manager has to be woken up to be told, oh, by the way, Kelnick didn't run hard out of the box.
What'd you want me to do?
And now he's thrown out at second. You know, that's a problem. That's a 69-year-old who maybe has lost his fastball. You know, and maybe it's time for a new voice. Problem is there's no new voice because it's the same voices you've been hearing for the last 8 years who sit next to Snicker on that bench. So I don't know. Another thing, they never go outside the organization. If I was the Braves, knowing how the Braves are, somebody from sitting next to him, probably, I'm saying Walt Weiss, maybe you got a better angle on this, Carl. Eric Young, maybe, if you want to bring him back from the Angels, he's working with Ron Washington right now. But they never go outside the organization. And this would be the time, if they don't make the playoffs this year, to do that.
Yeah, look, they did. When they brought those guys in, though, Ron Washington was not a Brave. Neither was EY.
But he's still up at their bench coaches. I mean,
you know
what I mean.
Yes, but they weren't Braves. Those guys didn't play here. They weren't guys that were fans weren't familiar with them as players.
And they brought a spark. You think there's any correlation to that?
Well, all I'm saying is, though, they have looked outside of the organization.
But not for the head man.
No, you're right about that. 404-726-0929. Let's grab Jeff in Adairsville. Jeff, thanks for listening, man. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What's going
on,
Jeff?
The worst part of the day is this is nothing new. This team has not been good since April 29th, 2024. They fired the hitting coach. Nothing's changed. And I agree with Mike. They're not going to fire Smith. But I'm one of them knuckleheads. I would have fired Bobby Cox after the 96 World Series. You got to change things.
So why are we in this rut? Why are we in this rut? Everybody keeps calling and saying, I'd do it, but they won't do it. What the hell? Why are we in this rut? Why can't we stand up and say, hey, this is the right thing to do? Because of the sentimental value?
Right.
Are you serious right
now? That's exactly right.
Well, that's wrong.
That's Atlanta sports.
That's the problem.
Sports, Carl.
And you know what? And that's why we haven't won as much as we should. That is why we've not had as many championships in this city as we should. It's pathetic for you to even say, well, hey, I'd love for them to do it, but they're not going to do it. We're so sentimental and connected to these individuals that we don't want to make the right decision for our teams?
Yes. And again,
boo.
I said to Carl, I said this for years, been here since 98. I got here in 98 to watch Bobby Cox do his lefty-righty crap, almost cussed, against the Padres. And they had some momentum coming out of that series. Blew it, lost it in game six. And then they would subsequently lose in the best of five. It was always, well, you go up against a good pitcher. So the thing with the Braves, I would have changed the approach. I would have changed the approach early 2000s, late 90s. 99 was a hell of a year for Bobby Cox. You want to go season by season, because that's the year they overachieved with some injuries. But subsequently, I would have moved on. Other teams changed the approach, because when you win, guys, one World Series out of 14 division titles, the constant was Bobby Cox. But it's that same mentality that the caller just brought up that still persists today. They're corporate. They don't like change. They play to their sentimentality of the fan base, because the fan base is generally soft, and they don't make the hard decisions that are risky that other organizations that you were talking about do. Atlanta Braves do not operate like that.
Now, let me tell you from an outsider looking in, because I was covering Major League Baseball during that time, Mike, and here's the deal about the Braves from the outside looking in. They win a lot. They've got a great organization. Guys want to go play for them. And what I'm telling you is that has always been the perception, okay, for those of you who have been here all your lives and only know the Braves around baseball, that has been the perception that this is a great organization. And in fact, it is. You don't win that much without having some really good people in place and making some right decisions. But the point is that right there, just that perception alone has allowed them to maneuver in this way that Mike is talking about. I hate this conversation. I'm going to be honest with you. Right. I absolutely hate it. Because for me as a sports fan and for me and my teams, all I care about is winning. And at the end of the day, if it means somebody's feelings have to be hurt or somebody's got to go, that's what it means. And this whole sentimental thing, man, we got to get over that. It's 2025. If we're not moving forward and saying, hey, we got to do what's best for the team, I don't know what to tell you guys. We got to stop complaining about our teams in this city and saying they won't do things and start demanding that they do them. That's when things will change. That's when we'll start racking up chips. That's when we'll put on rings. But until that point, Mike, I'm so over this, well, they won't do it. We got to get out of that mindset. Let's get out of our truck and say, you guys need to fire this guy.
But again, that goes back to, and I know you hate the conversation.
So I do.
I'll move it along. It's the reality of some, not all guys. We know there's guys right now that are screaming, that are stomping mad, and we've heard from you already. But I've seen it change. It's a city incrementally changing to where it's got more edge. We saw it that year in St. Louis. The St. Louis game was, they're throwing trash on the field. And again, it wasn't a good look, but it was actually some raw emotion born of frustration. The year they had that ridiculous infield fly rule against the Cardinals. The thing about this town, there's so many people that just accept mediocrity. And this is something, Carl, that the Braves take advantage of. John Schurrles would look down his nose. Oh, 14 to be, you don't know how good you've got it. I'm a stinking genius. What you've got here, you expect to win the world. The ball bounce is funny for everybody. You can't win them all. Get them next year. And the fans buy that crap. And as Billy Beane said in Moneyball, it's one of my favorite lines in sports, unless you win the last game of the year, no one gives a blank. Because we're here to win the World Series. 23, we had one of the greatest lineups in all time. And you just choked it away. I mean, how many times did they choke with one of the top five lineups in baseball in the 90s, in the early 2000s, losing to the Astros, take your pick, losing to the Padres, and nothing changed? Because the fan base was brainwashed into accepting, gee whiz, as long as it was really good, you can't expect to win the World Series every year. And that's the mentality that Terry McGuirk and those freaking bean counters who won't let Alex spend the money we need to put us over the top will maintain. And we won't do anything because they take you for suckers, Braves fans. The Braves ownership takes you for suckers.
404-726-0929. We're coming back. More of your calls. Braves lose 11-10. Lose the series to the D-backs. 6-run lead blown in the top of the ninth inning. Just feels like this team's not going anywhere.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We're going right back to the phones. Braves lose today. And you're going, okay, well, what's the big deal? It's how they're losing. And today was unacceptable. When you blow a 6-run lead in the top of the ninth, there's just no excuse for that. And, you know, I heard Snicker's comments, or at least a couple of them, Mike. They're getting on a plane. They're going to the West Coast. Appreciate all the interaction, by the way, at Mike Bell ATL. Put them up. See Dukes. Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station 929 The Game. Lots of interaction when it comes to this conversation. There's just so much to understand when you say, why are you guys so adamant today about this particular loss? This is the buildup that has happened with the way that this team has played. And to me, Mike said it before we started the show, because he was like, man, you think we hit our lowest point? And I was like, well, I don't know. I hope we have. We literally had this conversation. I said, I hope we have. Right.
I thought the eighth and ninth inning last night, leaving all those guys on base, was a low point.
And I said, I hope we have. And then today happens. And so when you talk about a team that should be playing better overall than it is, I don't want to hear about talent and we don't have this or that. Strider's back. Acuna's back. I don't want to hear any of this crap. Okay? Mm-hmm. And injuries, all teams deal with injuries. We deal with them every year. You have to find a way, and I trust our general manager in that way, to supplement guys with these injuries that we've had to deal with. I don't think anybody's done that better over the last 6 years than Alex Anthopoulos. He lost Ronald Acuna, and we won a World Series. So all of this is just building, and they're not playing well, and we're in the we're kind of just, you know, average, below average. We can't get above 500, and it's just building. And then today when this happens at home, when you've got a chance to salvage a game, Mike, against a team that, you know, again, they may be in the mix when it's all said and done, but you had this game locked up, and we thought this might be the springboard, and instead, here we are.
I mean, I was literally tweeting, hey, maybe this is the springboard, and maybe, you know, maybe one of the moves will move Sean Murphy and get some assets because Drake continues to rake. Drake Baldwin was having a big day. Michael Harris, you know, we were killing money. Harris said at the start of the show, can't call him, you know, money anymore. He's not clutch. He came up with a couple of big hits, and all that goes out the window as the bullpen blew it, implodes in the top of the ninth. They blow a 6-run lead. Iglesias comes in, pours gasoline on the fire, and great stat. Thanks to our buddy who sent this to us. Arizona Diamondbacks record when trailing in the ninth by 6 runs, according to Burn City Sports, 1-419. So, I mean, it just gives you some perspective on just how galactic this collapse was by the Braves in the ninth inning. And then, as we said, going on a West Coast swing, you know, where you got to think and you got to stew on, and chew on this for 5 hours on a plane to San Francisco. I mean, if this doesn't light a fire under these guys, nothing will. The perception, and we had some strong comments about the Patriots, I should say about the Braves, and a lot of guys were talking about it on the text line. Patriot Bill hits us up. I guess it means he's a New England fan.
Yeah.
And he says, he goes, I'm with you 100%. He goes, I moved here from Boston. I've never felt the fan base has that go for the jugular vibe. Great point, Bill. I've said it myself many years. Guys, you can be a fan any which way you can. Being a fan for me, and this way, and you can talk about your experience, Carl, as a child with your dad. My dad, you know, he said there's a time to bellyache and a time not to. When your team is terrible and, you know, they're a 60-win team, that's not time to bellyache. Changes are coming. Hopefully they get it right. But if they don't and you continue, then you get mad about the GM. But when you got the guys on base and you got the pieces in place, this is when you really, okay, all right, nut-cutting time, as you like to say. Then when you don't get the job done, that's when it's time to get upset. That's when it's time to express as a fan your displeasure. Not to sit there and go, gee whiz, Brakes beat everybody, get them next year. And I just think there's too many Braves fans that have that mindset.
Yeah, I don't judge managers or coaches until their teams are good. Snit has a good team, and they're underperforming. And when we weren't any good, when we were losing 90 games a season, you guys remember? We lost 93 years in a row, building to the point where all of these guys were coming up and we were going to be something. Once we got good was the time to start saying, okay, can he manage? Which is why he stuck around, because he did a great job. Right now, I can't judge Snicker on what he did in 18 and 19.
Right.
Every year is different, guys, and if he's not getting these guys to respond, and these are the same guys that have been in the clubhouse with him, then something else is going on. So that is why the Snicker conversation looms. And here's the other thing. Let me ask you this, Atlanta, because, Mike, I hate that conversation because it's just it grinds my gears.
I know. It's counterintuitive to everything we expect from our audience.
Absolutely.
And what they'd expect from us.
Absolutely. Let me ask you guys this. In what other city, what other top 10 market, New York, L.A., Dallas, Houston, Chicago, Miami, Boston, Philly, where the baseball team has lost 11 of their last 14 games and nobody's talking about firing the manager. Please tell me. That is where we are. We've lost 4 straight and 11 of 14. Everywhere else around the country, they'd be going, man, somebody got to go.
Yeah.
And that's what we're saying. And you're like, yeah, but it won't happen. Why not? You have to demand things from our teams. And this is why when we talk about the Falcons or the Hawks, it doesn't matter. Atlanta United, who sucked halfway through the season and all of a sudden it looks like they're getting things together. I'm not giving Garth Lagerwey any passes. Everybody, step up in this city. And if you're not giving the team the business, then you're not doing your job as a fan, because they owe us. You know why? We watch them. We spend money with them. We go to the games. We buy the merchandise. We support them through the ups and downs. This is our city. So when I hear that conversation and somebody says, why does it bug you? This is why it bugs me. Because nowhere else will we be talking about the baseball team losing 11 out of their 14, and it's okay.
But that's, you know, we always get into it when you and I talk to people in Boston when you're on the national show. One of the things about Atlanta, like, we love our Falcons, you know, and they disappoint us. They kick us in the nuts almost every year, but we come back for more. Braves fans, it's a different mindset. You know, I don't want to alienate people and say that they're soft, but they're just, there's not that sense of urgency with their team because they don't lose sleep the way, look, I don't want to be like Philadelphia where they're a bunch of mutants, you know, and people are just absolute animals, you know, but there's a sense of urgency in other cities. Once you've turned the corner that we just talked about, once you should be good. 21, you know, we talked about that year. Ever since, and we talked about Freddie. We talked, you know, things that drive me crazy. The Arcia thing. And Braves fans say, oh, what's he supposed to do? Punch Bryce Harper? Yes! Yes! Start a fight with Bryce Harper. Somebody! Do something. Stand up for yourself as the season is going out the window. The 2023 season, one of the greatest seasons in Braves history, is going out the window, and everybody's just like, it was a private conversation. How about saying F Bryce Harper in the Phillies? Nobody in this organization says that. Just, gee whiz, I don't know. And now, last year, the team is kind of a foreshadowing of this year. Wasn't a good team last year.
No, it wasn't.
Barely made the wild card, and now the wheels have come off.
Let's grab.
And if the fan base doesn't get energized, it to be upset and demand change
then
by that.
Nothing happens. Right. Then nothing happens. They could lose this series against the Giants on the road, and you're like, no. We're good.
Right. And it's like, you know, you said Georgia fans. I think Georgia fans have snapped out of that.
Because, oh, they have.
Because remember, guys, I was saying Mark Schertz had to get fired after the 13th season. You're like, well, you know, then you get that old argument. Well, you weren't here for Ray Goff or, you know, Jim Donnan. I mean, come on, guys. And now Kirby shows you where Georgia should always be living. Just like Spurrier showed Florida fans where they should always be living. And then Urban Meyer did more of it.
No doubt. Let's grab Mike. Mike in Douglasville. Thank you for holding on, Mike. Welcome in. What do you think?
Hey, man. Hey, so where the guys were at, I was just at work. The guys were joking when the Braves were up 6-0. I was like, the Braves are going to need to score 10 runs, and they'll still find a way to lose by one.
Oh, God.
Lo and behold.
It happened.
Anyways, guys, we just went through this with the Falcons. I hate comparing the two sports, but the pistol formation, Kirk in Pittsburgh, Braves start off 0-7. We finally gain some traction. We get back to winners. Respectable level, and then it just falls apart. And that's what we're going through with the Braves right now. I don't see no end in sight. Like, who's to say the Braves, hey, we're just going to snap out of it, and all of a sudden,
right.
We're going to hit a bunch of – if it would have been happened by now.
Yeah.
And I think that's a mentality. Right. Hey, we're the Braves, we're just not hitting right now. Maybe we'll get around – win. We're already almost 12 games back behind the division leader. I'm not even thinking playoffs right now.
You can't.
I'm just thinking of trying to get a win a series, and see some of these bats come alive. And, well, they did today. Let me stop. I don't know. Right. I give up.
No, you're right. Up. You're right.
Oh, but again, 11.5 out. Mets playing the Dodgers tonight. But 2-8, Carl, in their last 10. And then this was, again, we said this back when they were having that losing streak. It's not the hitting, it's the pitching. Today, you know, last night they couldn't. A great pitcher from Chris Sale couldn't hit. Today they knocked the cover off the ball and the bullpen implodes.
He's right. You keep saying it's going to happen. It's going to snap. They're going to snap out of it. It's going to happen. When?
We can't even. You and I were joking around about this yesterday. For guys who missed the show, thanks to everyone who came out to Buffalo. Up and coming. We can't even think off the top of our head who the All Star would be for this Braves team hosting the All Star game.
No, I said to you. Name them.
Ozuna, maybe.
Maybe. 404-726-0929. Is Cordell there? Is he still there? Let's talk to Cordell. Cordell, thanks for listening, man. What are your thoughts on the Braves?
Man. Hey, man. Uncle Mike, Uncle Carl, I'm going to keep it 100 all the way. I don't even think the spirit of Hank Aaron can save these dudes. Like, it's ridiculous at this point to blow a 6-run lead while you already have an out down in the ninth inning is inexcusable. I don't care who you are. And me personally, I'm on board with Uncle Carl here. Mm-hmm. I think after today, Snit needs to go because that's just inexcusable. And when it comes to the general manager, the GMs and stuff in the front office making moves, I'm kind of the same way with the Hawks when it comes to the Braves. Like, we're not spending the money that we need to spend in the right places in order to make this team what it needs to be and be a consistent contender year in, year out, day in, day out. Like, I'm sick of the mediocrity, bro.
Right. Like, no, man, like you said, it's just, I said with Carl, and I've said it a few days ago, I'd fire Snicker, but I just, and again, I hope, I do, Carl, as I say a lot, I hope I'm wrong about it. I've just seen how this company, this franchise operates, but you hear the frustration in our callers' voices today. You just feel like this team is listless, like a ship at sea with no power, man, no engine.
Yeah, and today, by the way, when they lost, I mean, you could just, the looks on their faces, and they're walking off the field, you're like, oh my goodness. Hey, man, we got NFL news. If you're just joining us, this Braves loss set us off. But there is huge NFL news that we've got to get to, and we're going to tell you about it. Also, Grant McCauley is going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour to give us the latest from Truist Park and his thoughts on this, as well as he is our Braves insider and certainly our guy that covers Major League Baseball. All right, Mike, we got some guy talk on the way.
Yeah, man. What happens when the President of the United States is now in a Twitter war with Elon Musk?
Uh-oh.
Holy cow. Talk about get your popcorn. And then the question, the eternal question, how much baby oil is too much baby oil?
Speak for yourself.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's a horrible loss, and now we get to sit on it for 5 hours on the airplane, you know, and we're all going to be miserable, and we should. We didn't execute, we didn't put the game away, and we got to do that.
There you hear our skipper, and obviously, Carl, as he said, a five-hour-plus plane ride to San Francisco.
So here's the latest. Sources are telling The Athletic that in wake of today's ninth inning collapse, the Braves are summoning Craig Kimbrell from AAA. Okay, look, I don't know what Kimbrel's got left. Mike said it. We need to address this at the trade deadline. But that's one part of this equation.
Right. Craig Kimbrel has struggled of late, and not on the minors, in the pros, of course. But, you know, it's nostalgic. It's great. I mean, one of the reasons I was so apoplectic about Freddie Gonzalez coming back is I'm still upset about the five-out save he didn't let Kimbrel go for against the Dodgers back in 2013. But Kimbrel was one of the dominant closers. He's not that guy anymore. You know, he's a setup guy at best. But, I mean, but they're looking for answers now because, as we said, you just don't really have guys other than maybe Pierce Johnson that you could feel comfortable, they're at least confident in. And with Iglesias, I mean, he's just, you know, he's like this close to being DFA'd.
Two wobbles. Too many wobbles.
Yeah, too many. You're right.
All right, man. We got to get to some guy talk here with Mike. Coming up, Falcon Report at 5, guys. We'll shift things up. We'll continue to talk about the Braves and the D-backs beating the Braves in the final game of this 3-game series, 11-10. They scored 7 runs in the top of the 9th inning. All right, Mike.
Also, guys, breaking news today from the NFL. Finally getting some closure on what's going on with Aaron Rodgers and Pittsburgh and what that means for us with Kirk Cousins, which unfortunately means we have running out of options other than guys getting injured. That's all on the way. Way to play is play, guys. Appreciate the feedback. We got a million texts. We can't read them all, guys, on our text line, 404-726-0929. We'll bang more phone calls coming up as well, as Braves fans are hot as they've ever been. As long as I've been doing a show with Carl. All right, man, we're staying in our lane. Not a political statement, but Carl and I, off the air, we love politics. And again, in the old days, our politics or your politics was none of my or your business. You could have a great conversation about politics, a debate, and be friends, even if you disagreed on the subject. There was a time, folks, remember, that used to happen. But anyway, the reason I bring that up and I preface that is, all I'm going to say is, if you enjoy good Twitter repartee and back and forth, the President of the United States and the richest man on the planet are going at it right now. And if you want a piece of that heat, just follow the president on his platform or Elon Musk. All I can tell you is it's appointment to social media.
I thought they were friends.
They were.
I'm asking. I thought they were friends.
Right. And again, we're staying in our lane, but it's a conversation that Carl and I had when that friendship was forged earlier about, 18 months, two years ago?
2 years.
Yeah. And I said to Carl, I said, when this thing goes off the rails, it's going to be epic.
Well,
and you know it will.
It is trending that way. I mean, look, part of me is like, both of y'all put your phones down. That's part of me. The other part of me, as just being entertained to Mike's point, is like, I can't wait to see who says what next.
Right.
Anyways, I didn't expect this. I'll be honest with you. I know, to your point, Mike, we're going to move on, but I didn't expect this.
Yeah. Anyway, but if you guys have some time on social media, it's some interesting things that are happening out there. All right, man. Well, we're making news around the country. Braves are everywhere. On Barstool Sports, on The Athletic, on ESPN, CBS Sports.
It's pathetic.
Braves lose after leading the Diamondbacks 10-4. And everyone in Atlanta must think this. It's funny, I'm reading this from Barstool. The manager must go. Well, we've had that conversation. A lot of folks, if you missed it earlier, definitely get on the app, put it on your phone, and rewind. Just don't think that's going to happen. Just we'll wait and see on that one. Meanwhile, some other stories that are going down. The waiting game with Aaron Rodgers, it is over. Steelers, we did talk about, finally saying, and this is coming out from Tom Pelissero, Aaron Rodgers will fly to Pittsburgh on Friday and sign before next week's minicamp for the Steelers, which becomes the mandatory minicamp, like we're going to be up at Flowery Branch.
Yeah, and they're saying, if you're wondering, because this is the other part, how much is he getting? They're saying it's a one-year, $20 million deal, basically.
So it's like similar to what Russell's getting with the Giants?
Yeah, I mean, look, and the particulars of this, it probably is going to be a two-year deal, just to give the Steelers some flexibility, would be my guess. But at the end of the day, I think the story is not even about the money, right? It's about the fact that he finally made up his mind. I didn't think this would happen till camp. So I'm a little bit surprised. He's a month early.
Right.
And maybe Mike, he understands, look, I need to go learn this Arthur Smith thing, whatever's going to be, whatever we're trying to do, incorporate things that I like. And to be at mandatory minicamp's a big deal. But you said something to me really interesting, and we have plenty of time to chop this up. But you said to me, like, who are the Steelers receivers? Because they traded Pickens to the Cowboys.
Yeah, I was telling Carl during the break, you got DK Metcalf. We all know his work. And then Robert Woods, who's like 50. No, he's actually 33. Then you've got Calvin Austin III, a fourth-round pick. And then the plucky white Scotty Miller. Roman Wilson. Not exactly a murderer's row since Pickens was traded.
Yeah, no, it's not. And look, I don't know what else. I think they're bringing some guys in to talk to, but that's kind of interesting. Just to say, who's he throwing the ball to? You know, when you start talking about stretching the field and all that, Anyways, Aaron Rodgers making news, and the news is he's going to sign with the Seahawks. It's going to become official
tomorrow.
What do
you think, and how this is going to be interesting, how quickly does it go off the rails, or do you think, you just mentioned him, the very pedantic at times, Arthur Smith and Aaron Rodgers, how do those guys get on the same, do they ever laugh at the same jokes?
It's a good question, Mike. Look, I'd love to tell you that Arthur Smith behind the scenes gets guys and guys get him. He was not disliked here. We've said this to you guys numerous times from players. The fact that the play calling was sometimes in question and suspect, and he chose at that particular time the wrong quarterbacks to lead this franchise. Mike, I don't think Arthur Smith's trying to make a big deal there. Still Mike Tomlin's team. Tomlin runs it.
Right.
And all I'm saying is, like, you either get on board or you're not. And my guess is Arthur Smith's going to get on board, and they're going to try to make this thing work. Look, it's in the best interest of everybody. If the Steelers want a playoff game this year, right, it's in the best interest of everybody. If this thing flops, then we're going to be having a conversation at the end of the year about Mike Tomlin potentially. Forget all these winning years.
Right.
That, hey, he's hit his ceiling, and he can't get us over. And he hired Arthur Smith, whose offense hasn't been good for the last 3 years. So it's a big year for both of those guys.
I know that we talked about Aaron Rodgers, what's he got left in the tank, and how much you blame him for the Jets. Because, you know, if you look at just purely from a statistical standpoint, it was a decent year as far as touchdowns, interceptions, completion percentage. The yardage wasn't there necessarily. But with Breece Hall, you should have been able to do some things. So that gets back to Robert Saleh and then our defensive coordinator who became the interim head coach in Jeff Ulbrich. All right, brother, how much baby oil is too much baby oil in your mind?
Well, speak for yourself. I mean, what are we talking about? What are we doing? What are we doing?
Well, I mean,
if it's a Diddy thing, that's too much.
Well, that's where it starts. Diddy's ex, very much ex now.
Okay.
Apparently, as more testimony. This testimony just doesn't end. 10 bottles in one night of a freak-off?
Okay, that's a lot.
I mean, that's a lot of lubricant.
That's a lot. I mean, like one bottle of baby oil will last a year.
Well, you
like,
could,
and depending on usage, like I'm saying, like 10 bottles?
I mean, in one night?
That's a lot.
I mean, I know we all get ashy, but technically when you're sweaty, you shouldn't be that ashy.
I can go to my grandmother's house right now, and there's probably a bottle from a baby
from when
oil
he was a kid.
Like, yeah.
And I got to be honest, if I'm in the middle of a freak-off, I'm not really worried about how ashy my shins are.
No, I
but
agree.
Yeah, so again, you, Jada, you said you got the same bottle at grandma's under the sink,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that same bottle
I'm
from
with you
when
on
I was
that.
Like five.
Yeah, because we would ask my mom, like, how old is this baby oil? You can still use it. You'd be like, Mom, this has been in the house since we was kids. What are you talking about?
Hey, do you remember Ryan Lochte?
Who's that?
A real dumb swimmer for the U.S. Olympic team down in Brazil.
Lochte. That
remember
sounds
they,
familiar.
They pretended a car was stolen or some crap.
Yeah,
they
he got
gas
in some
station.
Trouble.
They
ran. He actually had a hot dog named after him at Pink's.
Remember, he was a dude that's like, I forget.
It was him and the same year of our guy. Who's
Phelps?
Phelps. They both had one.
But he was the one that had like the catchphrase. He's just a total moron.
The name sounds familiar. Yeah. But so what was that? The old
Ryan
Lochte. The 08 Olympics?
Yeah, however long ago that was in the Olympics. Apparently, word out of TMZ Sports, their marriage irretrievably broken. Maybe his wife realized because he's the stupidest person on the planet.
Who's his wife? Who's he married to?
The very zesty Kayla Reid.
Okay.
Reid filed for divorce, setting grounds for the marriage of the parties is irretrievably broken. Now, again, they've got a child. We hate to see anyone get divorced. But if you remember this guy, he was in interviews, he was just basically, he made Rob Gronkowski sound like a Rhodes Scholar.
Mm.
For those, and again, I know most of us don't really focus on the Olympics. But yeah, anyway, the guy was married to a Playboy playmate. He had like a catchphrase. He was like, you ever even say something stupid? It was just apropos of nothing.
I do remember
Let
him.
Let me look this up. What
but
the hell
he,
was
but
that
he
catchphrase?
But he made news because something happened at the Olympics. That's what I remember. Do you remember what it was? Dominator, what was it?
Yeah, so he was the one who, when it was in Rio, he was the one that put out that fake report that he got like assaulted at a club or something like that, and then it came out that it wasn't true.
That's right.
Angela on the text line says, the catchphrase is, yeah.
Come on, Angela. You remember that?
Remember I said on the radio at the time to Carl, I said, this is proof positive that chlorine kills brain cells.
It does. Rio. That was the Olympics. Yeah. Yes.
You better have a saltwater pool out there. Chia. I knew this. I know. It takes me a minute. Usually my mind is a steel trap for this kind of useless information, but it took me a second to find it there. Sorry about that.
All right. No, I do remember that. Yeah. And that was a big incident because they were like, he got robbed. And yes. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we had talked about restaurants, in the Midtown West. And we talked yesterday about Taco Mac. More restaurants closing in Midtown. And I know that you know, we've heard about some downsizing of more restaurants. Now, apparently, downtown Hooters is added to the list after 22 years on Peachtree Street, Accord, right next to the Hard Rock.
Yeah, that's been there forever.
Yeah, 20. I said 25. It's been there 22 years. So, yeah. And we'll talk to our friends at Hooters. Again, many restaurants in a lot of that food sector have been closed around the country. That means not all of them, but they are closing some. But it doesn't mean the company's in a bad state. But it does frustrate folks who loved, obviously, being that part of that downtown landscape, mostly touristy, if we're honest. Mm. But that thing was there for over two decades. And we talked about both Taco Mac locations, the one in Virginia Highlands I mentioned to Carl the other day, and then the one store on Peachtree just south of 10th Street. Also closed. And I was over in Midtown West the other day for a doctor's appointment, and I was like, man, I mean, there's so many stuff that's just sitting there empty, Carl, over in Midtown West after all that blow up of overdevelopment. I guess the traffic and not a lot of parking, I think, is the problem over there.
Yeah, look, we a few years ago, we went over there, we got a room, the whole nine, spent time and walked around and did the food, you know, circuit. There were so many cool places, and I said, Mike, like, that was going to be the new big thing.
Right.
But sometimes you overdevelop, you know, and sometimes everybody just can't survive when you've got all the new restaurants and stuff. So I'm curious to see how it comes back, because it doesn't mean it goes away. It's right. Just got to be, it's got to come back in a different way, and maybe some new places open up over there, because I do think the vibe is really cool.
Hey, man, there's some interesting stuff that came out today from a national reporter on the Falcons and Kyle Pitts.
Not only that, we got to talk more about our Braves. And we're going to. They lose today. If you're just joining us, after having a 7-run lead in the top of the ninth, they blew it to the D-backs. They get swept. And it's so frustrating. We've been talking with you all day, and that will continue in the 5 o'clock hour here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.